your god juice. I call it Gojo.
Hey, this is Sleepy Extra, and you're listening to Day of the Child-Sized Kmart. So, I had woken up from an especially bad dream the day that I made this track, and I basically wanted to make something that would get across the sense of alienation that I felt when I made that track that day. I mean, basically, I had found myself kind of living in the same room every day, and doing the same thing all the time, and it was getting kind of depressing at that point, you know. Something funny that I had noticed that was happening at this point in my life was that all of my dreams were kind of starting to be the same thing over and over again, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's not like they were like literally the same dream, but it was like, you know, I was revisiting the same places over and over. One place in particular was like my childhood home, and like, it's like the place I used to live when I was like in middle school and stuff, but, and like, I saw like my dad and like my older brother, but also it would be like the same cast of people from like my high school or my middle school. And people that I maybe hadn't interacted with in a long time, but maybe that I had a lot of like unresolved feelings for. So basically at this point I had a lot of these like static sort of thoughts swimming through my head, so I kind of wanted to make a track that would reflect that inner reality, because I have this theory when it comes to emotions that there's like an emotional reality, and that's basically like the foundation for everything, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I find myself developing all these like really intense sort of ideas about myself, but as well as the people that I know, because at a certain point, it's almost like the people that I know are just sort of like white screens that I project all of myself onto, you know, sort of seeing myself in everything. And this is basically the standpoint, the ground zero from which this track was composed, because I basically found myself with the artistic engineering task of like, okay, so with everything that I have before me, it's like, what kind of music could I make that reflects this sort of inner emotional reality, you know? And it's like, that's basically the foundation that I have to work with. And so I basically got to, because I find myself scrolling social media a whole lot, and that's kind of rotting away at my brain, you know, it's sort of like the social marketplace where I may not be spending literal money, but I'm certainly spending a lot of my time and attention. And I'm also doing plenty of selling myself, because I'm trying to sell people on my idea of myself and the ways that I think that I'm valuable. So basically I went through social media and I grabbed different audios that kind of jumped out at me and reflected certain anxieties that I have, you know what I mean? So I would download them and I would record them into Audacity and stuff, and I just kind of record it all, and I started using samplers to loop it all over and over. And I don't want to get too into the specifics of the technology behind it, because that's kind of the boring part, but basically it's all focused on a sense of social alienation. And at this point in my life, I was basically just ready to do about anything, which is kind of paradoxical, because, you know, like, I would say that, but at the same time, I would spend every day living in my room, not really actually going anywhere, making any advancements or progression in my life, you know, because it's kind of like doing the same thing over and over again. But that's kind of what this track was supposed to represent. You know, you hear a lot of these wailing sounds, and that's kind of funny because it's like actually like a cat that was like meowing into a microphone. But I thought I would loop that over and over, and I would like pitch it down, because I feel like when we pitch sounds down, you know, it kind of harkens back to like the demon craze, like the devil fear mongering craze of the 70s, like being afraid of hearing devil worshiping lyrics and music when it's reversed and stuff like that. I've always found that so fascinating, how like scary sorts of aesthetics are linked with the demonic and evil. Which is kind of weird when you think about it, because like there's all sorts of stuff in life that's scary, you know, like we have a lot of like scary, difficult feelings, but we should still face scary things. But some people don't think so. Some people think that if it's scary, then it's a source of some sort of like fundamental moral evil. And that's kind of what I wanted to get across in this track. You know, I use a lot of these pitch down sounds and a lot of these like thumping sounds that sound really like deep and bassy and meaty and raw, but really it's like the sound of like a bunch of walruses at a zoo that I saw while scrolling down Facebook, and I thought that was kind of funny, so I threw that in the track as well. And I'm a big fan of like, you know, like old synths and stuff, so I used a couple of like Roland JV-1080s, and I kind of made a soundscape out of some cheesy old guitar sounds, because I feel like it draws up these associations of like the kind of stuff that you hear like at a Walmart, you know, kind of like in the background, you know what I mean? Because like, I don't know, it's kind of, it's this recurring theme that's like underpinning everything of like, you are a slave, you are a consumer, you know, and it's like, I basically wanted to capture that anxiety in this track, so it goes on like this for a while, but there's a reason for that. I know certain people may think that it's just kind of lazy, but if you actually let yourself get into it, it's like actually, it's really meditative, and you can find yourself kind of, it forces upon you like a level of reflection that you don't find, you don't typically pursue with these kinds of aesthetics in day-to-day life, you know, like the background of a shopping mall or like a Kmart or something, which is why I called it Day of the Child Size Kmart, because it's important that it's a child size Kmart, because when you're a child, like, you're just a sponge and you're ready for like anything and everything to imprint onto you, and that's kind of perfect for the capitalist forces, because like here you are just ripe and ready to be turned into a customer, basically, you know what I mean? And like, so basically that's what I was trying to capture in this track. I'm just gonna let this next part play out, because I think it's actually pretty fucking heavy. The way that it's like a breathing sort of sound, like a breathing regulator. And it's supposed to represent kind of like being on your last legs. Because when I was making this, I really felt like I was on my last legs. Like, it was just like a really heavy time in my life. So I'm just gonna let this part play out real quick. So I hope you enjoy. Because, you know, breathing is sort of this, it's this thing that we do unconsciously, right? And it's like, you never really think about the fact that you're breathing, but I remember seeing all these memes that were like, you're now using all of your bodily processes manually or something like that, and you know, it's kind of funny at first glance, like, haha, it's like a cursory sort of thing. But when you really think about it, it's kind of scary, because everything is kind of so automatic and it works so perfectly. And that's kind of what's so terrifying about, you know, consumerism and more generally capitalism, is that everything just kind of works so perfectly. And in a way, our own breathing on an individual level is a microorganism or a macroorganism. It kind of depends how you look at it, but it's like it's a microcosm of that entire operation, to the point at which it feels almost inescapable. Like, you know, you can like reach your own personal eureka moments and make some what feels like great breakthroughs, but really at the end of the day you're still a slave to these sorts of forces that are just driving you around kind of endlessly, and it's pretty maddening, honestly. But I don't know,